Proverbs chapter 31, and this passage is being read in churches all around the world today. I guarantee it. And this is some stuff that you've already heard before. And Nancy, don't worry about putting this up on the screen, because we're going to just start at verse 10 and finish out the book of Proverbs, for that matter. In chapter 31, we're going to begin with verse 10, and we're just going to read that together, where it says, "A wife of noble character who can find, she is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hands she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." And verse 28 says, "Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate." And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for showing us in your word today what a godly mother is like. And Lord, I ask, Father, as we look into your scripture a little bit more, Father, that you help us, Father, to apply your words to our lives. And Lord, also let us hide them in our hearts. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, now we're going to take a little bit more of a look into this, and you're going to go with me on this, and we should finish right before 2 o'clock. Plenty of time to take the picture. But listen, it's true that a godly mother is a precious gift from God. I say a godly mother because, like I said, some of you, Mother's Day is not such a positive time, and you might have had a mom or even some other, I guess, authority figure in your life that might have even been abusive. And this day might bring some negative connotations in your mind and kind of, you know, leave you a little bit discouraged. But I am here to tell you this morning, don't be discouraged by that. All right, God has given you something so wonderful. We're going to get to that in a minute, but here, God has given us a description of what a godly woman is like. Proverbs 31, 28 to 29 says, "Children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you exceed them all." This is talking about a godly woman here, a godly mom, and she's a precious gift from God. All right? That's what a godly mother is, a precious gift from God. Somebody once said that God loved mankind so much that he gave us mothers. And I like that. I like that. The next verse reveals favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but the woman who reverences the Lord, the woman who prays the Lord, the woman who reverences Yahweh shall be praised. And what are these qualities that I'm talking about in a godly mother? How is this godly mother a gift from God? Well, to help you remember that, you just need to remember the word gift, G-I-F-T. okay? G-I-F-T. And the G in that word, the first thing you need to remember is graciousness. This is the first quality of a godly mom. A mother who is a gift from God has this trait of being gracious. This is one who's more concerned with the needs of others than she is for her own needs. This is a person who puts her family first. She puts those in need second. She puts herself last. How many of y'all know a mom like that? Raise your hand. All right. How many of you know a friend's mom that is like that, that's influenced your life in some way? Raise your hand. Praise God that He's put these people in our lives. Not only in the words she speaks as she graces, but in the deeds she does. Through this chapter that we read, or this portion of chapter 31 that we read, the writer of Proverbs tells us that she's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. He goes on to write, she watches over the ways of her household, does not eat the bread of idleness. Goes on to write, she's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. And then he says, she extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hand to the needy. She is gracious for her household. She is gracious for her family. She is gracious to the needy. A godly mom is a mom of grace. And to have someone like this in your life, that's why I say, she's a wonderful gift. It's a wonderful gift to have someone like this in your life. God is so good. And the next thing you need to remember, the second letter, G-I-F-T, I, intelligence. The Bible talks about that this type of mom has a God-given gift of intelligence. She's not only gracious, she not only manages her family well, but she also manages her finances and everything else that the Lord puts into her hands. Proverbs 31 talks about she seeks wool and flax, willingly works with her hands. She's like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She considers a field and buys it. From the prophets, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the staff, and her hand holds the spindle. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. Now this description, from picking out from verse 10 all the way to the last verse in Proverbs chapter 31, talks about a woman that sounds more like a woman right now in the 21st century than back in the 8th century B.C. As Solomon is writing this, it seems like he's talking about a woman right now. This is a description of a strong woman, an intelligent woman. Balances her family and business responsibilities well. She's an accomplished seamstress, chef, vineyard keeper, fashion designer. Folks, what Solomon is describing to you, the writer of Proverbs is trying to get across, is that this woman who is blessed by God, she's going to have a measure of intelligence. And I don't know about you, but when I meet somebody with intelligence, I listen to them. So I guess you could say Pastor Scott told us to listen to our mama this morning. Listen to your mama. God's given her an intelligence that's almost supernatural when it comes to mom things. This is a wonderful gift from God. Somebody tell me what letter we're on. G-I-F. We're on F, and that stands for faithfulness. A godly mom displays faithfulness. A mother who is a gift to you is gracious, intelligent, and she's faithful. She's faithful to her husband. She's faithful to her family. She's faithful to her God. Notice, I did not say she's faithful to her church. You know, a lot of people say, well, I could be godly if I have a perfect church attendance. Now, I'm not knocking perfect church attendance. No. Please, man. Yeah, I congratulate you on that, being diligent. But I'm just saying sometimes we mistake our relationship with our church for our relationship with God. And that's a danger there. And don't fall into that trap. What I'm talking about here is a faithfulness to God, faithfulness to her husband, sure, to her family, sure. But if you're faithful to your God, then, of course, what follows is you're going to be faithful to your church. And that's what we want. And that's the kind of moms that can help change the world. Remember what we talked about last Sunday. Christian education, it doesn't begin in the institute of church. It begins in the home, or it should begin in the home, I should say. We're so worried about what goes on in the White House. We're so worried what's going on at the courthouse or even at the schoolhouse, and we need to be more concerned and be faithful about what's going on in our house, in the home. Because that's how America's going to change for the better. And it's going to change through the family influences of people like you and godly moms like you. Faithful to your God. Proverbs 31, it's got a lot of traits here, and I'm just going to go through back and forth. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Charm is deceitful. Beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Faithfulness is one of the most important qualities to God. And the greatest words anyone can hear from God are, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Do you use the gifts and abilities that God has given you to faithfully serve Him, to faithfully serve others? If you haven't caught the hint yet, I'm not just talking to moms this morning. This could be you. You could be a wonderful gift to your family. You could be a wonderful gift to the world. And a great example of that is a godly mom. A godly mom is a wonderful gift from God. G-I-F and what? T, we could say that stands for tenderness, can't we? Because that's what it says in Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Kindness or tenderness is such a way of life for this woman that it has become a law. A godly mom is a wonderful gift. And how should we respond to this precious gift that God has given? Well, on this day, you better respond to her with thankfulness. On this day, you need to take a moment and tell her thank you. And then, maybe we ought to thank God. Maybe we ought to look to God and appreciate Him for what He's done for us. First, thank God for giving the precious gift of mothers. Thank Him so much that He's given us some mothers that are here now. And for some of you, the ones, the godly mothers who have passed on, the mothers that you had that influenced, that helped you so much, that have gone on to be with Him. And second, thank your mother for being a woman of graciousness and intelligence and faithfulness and tenderness. Thank her. And if she's failed in any of these areas, then you forgive her. If she has excelled in any of these areas, then honor her. Now, I need to mention that there's one gift that God has given which is even more precious than mothers. And this is the Father's gift of His one and only Son. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, "Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gift." Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gift, Jesus Christ, His Son. Now, for me to stand up here and express to you how great that gift is to the world, even better than moms, would be futile, wouldn't it? Because the Bible just says it's inexpressible. What it's saying there is basically this is something that is unexplainable. It's inexpressible. I cannot begin to tell you how wonderful the gift of Jesus Christ is to the world and to you. I can't begin to express how great that gift is. Romans 6:23, of course, says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." As great as moms are, We have the gift of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the," can you take a guess what it is? "It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." But here's the thing about gifts. They don't do you any good unless you receive them. I mean, we could have passed out these flowers to the youngest mom and to the oldest mother that was here today, and if they didn't receive them, they'd still be up here on the pulpit. Well, I guess Patty would have taken them home, planted them on the hedgerow or something like that. We haven't found a use for them, but the truth is, until a gift is received, it really doesn't do much good, does it? Praise be to God for His indescribable gift, unexplainable gift. What that means is that our God has given us a gift that is so big, so wonderful, so powerful that our small minds can't even begin to grasp how great this is. But what a tragedy if you left today, just coming to church because it makes your mom happy or because it's Mother's Day. What a tragedy if you left today without receiving this indescribable gift. How sad that would be. You can't pay for this gift. All you can do is receive Him by faith. And I realize we got folks here today that they weren't coming to be challenged. They weren't coming to be, put under the, I guess you would say, the decision of, or I guess coerced into the decision of whether or not they should decide what their eternity was going to be or not. But folks, the truth is that whether we read from Proverbs about moms or we go to Genesis and read about the creation of the world, or we go to Revelation and read about the end of the world, every single book of the Bible points to Jesus. And I can't tell you about how great God's gift to moms are and what the Bible says about that without pointing you to Jesus. It's an indescribable gift. It's unexpressible how wonderful God is in His gift that He's given you. And we're going to give you a chance to respond to that. We're going to ask you, we're going to invite you during the invitation time to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Don't do it for your mama. Do it for you. Receive this gift that God has given you, because He has offered you an eternity with Him in glory, and He's also promised an abundant life right here on this earth. It'll make your mama proud, sure, but He did this for you. Won't you consider accepting Him? Father, if there's anyone here today on this Mother's Day 2019 doesn't know You, Lord, I ask that You help them see what they're missing and help them see this gift. Give them a glimpse of this indescribable gift. Give them a glimpse of this irreplaceable situation that You are offering to them. And Father God, I thank You so much for giving it to us. Now, help us to receive it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.